CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Victoria's popular Movie Monday film series presents a weekend of films and forums about homelessness this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, January 24th to 26th. It begins Saturday evening at 7 p.m. with special guest Judy Graves, Vancouver's city housing advocate, and a screening of The Cats of Merrikitani. We're joined on the phone by Movie Monday's Bruce Saunders. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi there.
You've planned an entire weekend with a focus on homelessness.
Yeah, we're up to our ears right now in popping corn. I've got this little popcorn popper that's quite slow but methodical, and folding programs. So we made a little program for this event because there's lots of background information that I wanted to include and pass on to people, you know, other films that we haven't had a chance to put in the program, and, you know, websites for some of the films. So, yeah, it's I feel immersed in it already.
It's quite an undertaking looking at the schedule of events, the films, and then guest speakers. It looks quite fascinating. What are you hoping to do with this mini film festival?
Well, just to sort of broaden the dialogue about homelessness, lots of people sort of notice it. It's inconvenient for people going down the street, tripping over people that are trying to sleep in doorways and whatever. It's unsightly, but most of us don't really stop to really think about it, talk about it. And through films, it's a great way to bring the topic forward. There's a lot of different angles to the story. There's a lot of positive solutions that different cities are coming up with. And I'm really pleased that my little theater, it's quite a small affair, but we've been able to spark quite a big commotion about the topic. We've got the University of Victoria, several of the departments are buying into it, and having some of our guests come up to visit on campus and put on an event, as well as come to classes. The Greater Victoria Coalition to End Homelessness has bought in, and so they'll be involved. The Vancouver Island Health Authority has put their stamp on it. We got permission for that because we do use their space, and they do sponsor Movie Monday throughout the year. And of course, Canada Council for the Arts, the Office of Community-Based Research up at the university too. So, yeah,
Bruce,
it's all quite thrilling.
I'm wondering if you could give us a brief sketch of the weekend.
Sure.
The first presentation, I understand, is on Saturday evening.
Yeah. It's just, as I put on the program, it's one man's story. It's really an interesting idea, I think, to just get to know one person deeply who you first meet as just a waif in a doorway, you know, doing little drawings, and you can barely get a sense of him. He's sort of looking out from a sleeping bag or from his duffel coat, and gradually you get to know this guy, becomes a three-dimensional, really interesting guy, someone that I'd like to know. He's an artist and has a long history of art, and a family that he has been detached from for so many years, like maybe 50 years, and through the course of the film, he gets reunited with his family and connects more with his art and his history, and it's just a brilliant story. It shows you what can happen when someone gets a little bit of attention that everyone deserves, really.
And that's Cats of Merrikitani.
That's right, yeah. Mm. And Judy Graves from Vancouver, the housing advocate over there, is for the city, actually. She helps people be housed there, and she's really a lovely person and very dedicated to the cause. She's coming over. It was her suggestion, and she'll be talking about it on the Saturday night, but she'll be staying for the whole weekend and on to, mm-hmm. to Monday to present.
And Sunday, what's happening Sunday?
Yeah, we're starting out with Homeless in Paradise, which is about the city of Santa Monica down just outside of L.A. that is trying to deal with their homeless problem, their situation, and it's quite interesting to look at that experience. And then Vancouver, Something to Eat, A Place to Sleep, and Someone Who Gives a Damn is the name of that film. It's a long title, but it's a short film, actually. It's only 34 minutes, and it does it all in 34 minutes. It talks about the problem, the reasons why, political reasons, social reasons, what got people there in the first place. You meet a couple people, and then it talks about some of the solutions, what people need and what we can do as the public. After that, we're a little break, and then tent cities and other housing options. There's people in Victoria, and I know there are people in Port Alberni and Vancouver, it's an option that a lot of people feel is needed, is a place for people to live. It's not a shelter where you're crammed in with a bunch of other people all coughing and, you know, dealing with crowded, uncomfortable conditions. Some people prefer to sleep under a bush, or if they could, have their own little tent, or there's another term they've been using lately, which is autonomous, temporary autonomous shelter collective, which, you know, the people that will be presenting this are talking about how to do a tent city or a temporary shelter process that will be acceptable, not as a long-term solution, but at least a step up from people having to sleep on the street.
And is this Chris Johnson and Peter Rockwell?
That's right, yeah. Peter's done the photographs. Chris is doing a presentation, and I've got some background films. There's a tent city toolkit from Portland, Oregon, where there's a so-called successful tent city. It's something nobody wants, but something that seems to be needed, at least in short term, before bricks and mortar go up.
And Sunday looks like a very busy day, because you've just described what was happening at 12:30 p.m., what's happening at 4 p.m., and then at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening, I see here Downtown Dogs Road to the Homeless World Cup. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's kind of a phenomenon I didn't know too much about, but I saw it in the Calgary Film Festival catalog, and I chased it down, and it's a film that hasn't been seen as much as it deserves to be seen. It's about a couple of trainers or coaches that take on the job of getting some homeless guys geared up for a competition across Canada. Like, Calgary puts a team together, Toronto put a team together, they met in Winnipeg, battled it out, they picked the best players, sort of a national team.
What do they play?
They play soccer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah, it's not in the title, but it's soccer, or football, as they call it internationally. And this film culminates in a big match down in South Africa between people from all over Africa, you know, Australia, Denmark. They all come and battle it out, and our team holds their own. But it's absolutely amazing, the characters, the drama, the, you know, individual lives. Like, people who are homeless tend to be quite independent and are struggling with all kinds of demons and things. So it's really tough to put a team together in a few months. At one point, just a couple of weeks before they're leaving, there's only one guy turns up for practice.
Nerve-wracking moment.
It's an amazing film, and it does give you a whole microcosm of homeless.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah.
I noticed Monday, January the 25th, last call at the Gladstone Hotel.
Yeah, the piece that you did just before mine there, just before you called me, was sounded very similar. It's a gentrification of an old hotel in Toronto. And there's a lot of longtime residents living there, the sort of SROs, one-room housing, really low-rent housing that people have taken up on several floors. And it's sort of the modern world meets the Bowery. And the people that are trying to fix up the hotel are trying to work around, trying to accommodate the longtime residents who, again, have all their problems. Some of them are stuffing as much garbage into their rooms as they can. Some people, you know, have all different problems, but they're all, you get to know a lot of them, and you see the plight of the developers too. It's you know, there's broken down furnaces, and there's leaky roofs and plumbing.
Mm-hmm. And you have a live telephone interview with the filmmaker.
Derek Romer. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to talk to these filmmakers, because in all cases we've got three films, Canadian films, and the filmmakers will be with us, and they've stayed with these stories as long as 5 years in the case of the Gladstone Hotel.
This other film, Hollow, sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, you can check that out online. If you look up Hollow on iTube, I think it'll come up, and it's a film about a guy living in a stump.
In Vancouver.
In Stanley Park.
Yeah.
Starts out, this is the best place in the world. This is the top-rated city in the world to live in, and I'm lucky enough to have waterfront, practically. I live in a stump.
Bruce, we just have a couple of seconds left, and I'm wondering, can you review for our listeners, how can they find out more information about the films this weekend or remind themselves of the locations and times?
Yeah, it's all on our website, actually. It's moviemonday.ca. Make sure you go to CA because it's a whole different thing at .com. So moviemonday.ca, and there's a map on the front page, a little link to a map. There's parking instructions. It's by donation, so it's affordable, meant to be that way.
So that's moviemonday.ca.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Pleased to have a crowd.
Yes, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, Bruce. And
it's
good to talk with you again, and keep up the good work, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bruce Saunders is the founder and coordinator of Movie Monday, a popular weekly film series in Victoria. For more information, go to the website at moviemonday.ca. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.